Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of our series The Virtues of Ramadan. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, "The people do not sit in a gathering in which they neither remember Allah Almighty nor send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam except that it will be a cause of regret for them on the Day of Judgment. Thus, if Allah Almighty wills, He will punish them, and if He wills, He will forgive them." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali." That is, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, let's make some good intentions. Firstly, make the good intention that you will listen to this episode till the very end to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever you hear Sallu Alal Habib, you will recite Salat Alal Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Today is the 10th of Ramadan. We will hear about the blessings of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, inshaAllah. The blessed wives radiallahu ta'ala anhunna of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were granted the title Ummahatul Mu'mineen, that is, the mothers of the believers. Due to having the honor of being married to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence, it is stated in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran Kanzul Iman, and his wives are their mothers. Imam Ibn Abi Hatim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated the following statement from Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The blessed wives of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are the mothers of the believers in terms of their respect, and they are haram upon the believers just like their own mothers. Allama Zurqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, all of the blessed wives radiallahu ta'ala anhunna of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that is, all of those whom the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam married, regardless of whether they passed away before the physical passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam or after his physical departure, all of them are the mothers of the ummah, and they are the deserving of respect than the biological mothers of every believer, and honoring them is necessary. May Allah Almighty allow all of us to respect and honor them. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam married Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha first, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not marry another woman for as long as she radiallahu ta'ala anha was alive. In today's episode, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we'll hear about Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, her introduction and her blessed qualities, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states, the revelation upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam started with righteous dreams. Whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would see in his dreams would come to pass just like the light of dawn, and then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would prefer to remain in solitude. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam began to visit the cave of Hira and worship there and would remain there for many nights before returning home. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would take food and water that was sufficient for that amount of time, and then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would return to Ummul Mumineen, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who would prepare food just like this until the throat came to him, while he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was in the cave of Hira. That is, the angel came to him and said, "Recite." The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "I replied, I am not a reciter." The angel then squeezed me tightly and then released me saying, "Recite." I replied, "I am not a reciter." The angel then squeezed me tightly again and then released me saying, "Recite." I replied, "I am not a reciter." The angel then squeezed me tightly again and then released me and then said, "Read with the name of your Lord who created everything. He created man from a blood clot. Read, and only your Lord is the most generous, the one who taught to write with the pen, the one who taught man what he knew not." After receiving the revelation, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam returned in such a state that his blessed heart was in shock. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and said, "Cover me, cover me." So she radiallahu ta'ala anha covered him with a shawl, and the state of fear left his heart. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then relayed the entire incident to Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and then said, "I fear for my life." Ummul Mumineen Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "This will never happen. By Allah, Allah Almighty will never dishonor you, for you maintain ties of kinship, relieve the weak from their burden, help the needy, serve your guests, and face hardship on the path of truth." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. After this, Ummul Mumineen Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha took the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to Warqa bin Nawfil, who was Sayyidatuna Khadija's paternal first cousin. Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha said to him, "O cousin, listen to the account of your nephew." Warqa bin Nawfil said, "O nephew, what did you see?" The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told him what he had seen. Upon this, Warqa said, "This is the same angel that Allah Almighty sent to Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. If only I was young, if only I remain alive until that time when your people will drive you out." The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked, "Will my people drive me out?" He replied, "Yes, whenever a person brought that which you have brought, he was shown animosity. If I live until that time, I will support you strongly." Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, "The meaning is that by the commandment of the Torah, you are the final prophet due to these signs. Your sun will rise high and your religion will dominate." It should be known, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a scholar of the Torah, and she radiallahu ta'ala anha had also heard these signs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from the scholars of Bani Israel, which is why she radiallahu ta'ala anha married him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this narration we learn a few things. Firstly, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would worship Allah Almighty abundantly even after his marriage. Secondly, the cave of Hira had the honor of being the place where the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam worshipped on numerous occasions. Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a wife who would not become an obstacle in the acts of worship of her husband, that is, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She radiallahu ta'ala anha would always be at the beloved Prophet's side during difficulty and ease. She radiallahu ta'ala anha had great love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had great love for her as well. She radiallahu ta'ala anha would mention the blessed qualities of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in an excellent manner. she radiallahu ta'ala anha, would increase the determination of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and reassure him. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was a great scholar of the Torah. Through her tremendous insight, she radiallahu ta'ala anha had recognized that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was a prophet even before the announcement of his prophethood. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first to receive news of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam being a prophet. And lastly, in short, she radiallahu ta'ala anha was blessed with many merits. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this narration there was a mention that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sensed fear in his noble heart when the first revelation descended. Why did this happen and what was the wisdom behind this? Explaining this, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes the following: the trembling of the heart was an effect of the divine blessing which was granted on that day. If this manifestation was directed towards a mountain, it would crumble. But such was the strength of the beloved Prophet's heart that it was able to endure it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now let's listen to a short introduction of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. The name of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is Khadija. Her father's name was Khuwailid and her mother's name was Fatima. The kunya of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is Ummul Qasim and Ummehin. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was born 15 years before the year of the elephants. Her title are Tahira, Sayyida, Siddiqa and Kubra. Her final title, Kubra, is mentioned so often alongside her name that it is like a part of her name. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first to accept Islam from amongst the women. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was amongst the noble tribes of the Arabs, that is the Quraysh. She radiallahu ta'ala anha is the mother of the Queen of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the grandmother of the leaders of the youth of paradise, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. She radiallahu ta'ala anha sacrificed all her wealth at the feet of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam and spent her entire life serving the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Their blessed nikah took place 2 months and 25 days after the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam returned from his journey to Syria. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was 40 years old at the time of her marriage to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, whereas the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was 25 years old at that time. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam did not marry anyone else during her lifetime. She radiallahu ta'ala anha remained the life partner of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam for around 25 years. Subhanallah. She radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away in the 10th year after the announcement of prophethood in the month of Ramadan. She radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away at the age of 65. She radiallahu ta'ala anha is resting in Jannatul Ma'ala, which is in Makkah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is the first wife of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. According to one opinion, she radiallahu ta'ala anha had the honor of being the first to embrace faith in the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Her virtues are countless. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to love her dearly to such an extent that even after her passing, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would remember her often. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would honor her friends so much that whenever something would be presented to him, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would often send it to them. This abundant remembrance and love became the cause of positive envy of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. Thus, she radiallahu ta'ala anha herself states, I did not have ghairat from any of the beloved wives of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as much as I did from Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. even though I had not seen her. However, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would mention her frequently. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, not only did the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam frequently remember Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha after her passing, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would shower her friends with gifts and generosity. Subhanallah. Thus, when something would be presented to him, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would say, take this to so and so, because she was the friend of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Take this to so and so, because she used to love Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah azza wa jal. On many occasions, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would sacrifice a goat, cut it into pieces, and then send it to the friends of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha states, I would sometimes say to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it seems as if there is no other woman in the world besides Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, to which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would say, she was like this, and I had offspring to her. Subhanallah, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that the meaning of Sayyidatuna Aisha's statement is, when I would hear her abundant praise on the tongue of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, out of positive envy, I would say, O Messenger of Allah, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you praise her so much as though you have not received any wife besides her, or there is no woman similar to her in this world. While explaining the meaning of the beloved Prophet's words, she was like this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, this is an indication to the many qualities of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. That is, she would fast often, she would offer tahajjud, she served me greatly, she was my companion. When I was alone, she would comfort me, she would aid me during my seclusions in the cave of Hira. That is, when I was worshipping in solitude for 40 days, and all of my children are from her. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, one reason behind Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha marrying the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was his journey to Syria. Because when Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha heard the qualities of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from her slave and saw the angels giving him shade, all of these inclined her towards marrying him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now let's hear about the blessed marriage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to the home of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha with some of his uncles and other leaders and performed the nikah. This blessed nikah ceremony took place 2 months and 25 days after the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam returned from Syria. By coming into the marriage of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha has gained the honor of being Ummul Mu'mineen. That is, the mother of all believers until the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. After the nikah, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha said to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, tell your uncle to slaughter a camel and feed the people. Thus, after feeding the people, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came and spoke with Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Allah Almighty granted coolness to his eyes through this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, ponder how simple was this blessed wedding, how simple the ceremony was. But alas, in our society today, such impermissible customs have become so widespread on the occasion of wedding ceremonies that ceremonies are considered incomplete without them. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the blessed month of Ramadan is distributing its mercy amongst us. Let's have an honor of listening to some virtues of keeping fasts. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, there is a door in paradise which is called Rayyan. The fasting people will enter through this door on the Day of Judgment, and no one besides them will enter it. It will be said, where are the fasting people? Thus, these people will stand, and no one besides them will enter through this door. After they enter, the door will be closed, and then nobody will enter that door. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So there's a special gate in heaven for the people who fast. So make the intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will fast every day in Ramadan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami launched a channel, and it's a unique channel in the history of media. To this day, we have heard that after watching a channel, people give up offering salah. After watching a channel, they get involved in sins. After watching a channel, they get involved in evils. But such a channel was launched a few years back, which has began to change the fates of people. Those who did not offer salah began to offer salah, and veiled women started to observe veil. After watching the channel, those who were disobedient to their parents began to obey them. After watching the channel, people began to shed tears in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you will be pleased to know that Madani Channel is being aired through 6 or 7 major satellites in every nook and cranny of this world. Not only in English, but Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madani Channel is showering its blessings in Urdu and Bangladeshi language as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal give this beautiful channel more and more success. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all of us without accountability. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep supporting Madani Channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, tomorrow we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan, Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.